And today we are very fortunate to have with us Her Grace. Sorry, His Grace. Hari Parshad Prabhuji to enlighten on the topic of Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Leela from 19.18 onwards. Hare Krishna, Hari Parshad Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for joining this call and giving your very valuable and time and association this morning and enlightening on the topic, Prabhuji. I hand over the call to you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Can you hear me, Mataji, clearly?
Yes, Prabhuji. Yes, Prabhuji.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mataji, for kindly inviting me here today. Especially, I am very thankful to Her Grace Priti Vilasini Mataji and Kirtidasundari Mataji for kindly inviting me here today to speak something on Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Leela, 19th chapter. So our standard procedure is to begin with Mangalacharan. So I too will begin with Mangalacharan here today. But before that, I'll share my screen. So dear devotees, today's presentation is on Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Leela, 19th chapter, verses 18 to 23. So the Shisht Parampara, or the practice of the previous great souls, is to begin with Mangalacharan. So I also will begin with Mangalacharan. Most of us know these verses, so you can kindly sing along with me. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Soyam Rupah Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Zagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tamsa Jeevam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunye Vadi Parishatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratpushe Namah E Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu.
We can't hear you, Prabhu.
Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasa Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna.
Yes, Prabhu. We can hear.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, there's some delay, I think.
Yeah, can you hear me? Yeah, can you hear me now?
Prabhu. Yes, Prabhu. You're okay. Audible.
Yes. Thank you. So once again, I would like to thank all of you, dear devotees, who are kindly present here today for today's session on Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Leela, chapter 19, verses 18 to 23. So, dear devotees, what is happening in this particular section is that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, every year would send Sri Jagadananda Pandit to visit Navadvip Dham. And when he would send Sri Jagadananda Pandit to visit Sri Navadvip Dham, he would also meet Shachi Mata, Mother Shachi, and Advaita Acharya, all the devotees there in Navadvip Dham. And after meeting all the devotees in Navadvip Dham, he would then again return back to Jagannath Puri. So this particular section of the Chaitanya Charitamrita describes one such pastime where Sri Jagadananda Pandit is about to return from Navadvip back to Jagannath Puri. But before he returns back from Navadvip to Jagannath Puri, what happens is that he takes permission from Sri Advaita Acharya. And when he goes to take permission from Sri Advaita Acharya, Sri Advaita Acharya gives him a written message, a handwritten message for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that handwritten message is very unique and very special. And what is the speciality of that handwritten message, that will be described in this section. So dear devotees, we will first quickly see the verses and translations, and then we will see every verse in detail. So this is verse number 18. Taraja praheli acharya kahe thare thore prabhu matra bujhe na keha bujhite na pare. So the translation is as follows. Advaita Acharya had written a sonnet in equivocal language with an import that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could understand, but others could not. Next. Prabhu re kahi ha amar koti namaskar ei nivedana tar charan amar. Translation. In his sonnet, Advaita Prabhu first offered his obeisances hundreds and thousands of times unto the lotus feet of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He then submitted the following statement at his lotus feet. This is verse number 19. There is no purport in these verses. Next verse, verse number 20. Baula ke kahi halo kahila baula baula ke kahi hate navikai chaula. Translation. Please inform Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is acting like a madman, that everyone here has become mad like him. Inform him also that in the marketplace rice is no longer in demand. Next. Baula ke kahi hakaye nahi ka aula baula ke kahi ha iha kahi ache baula. Further, tell him that those now mad in ecstatic love are no longer interested in the material world. Also, tell Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that one who has also become a madman in ecstatic love, Advaita Prabhu, has spoken these words. So dear devotees, this is what Advaita Acharya wrote in his message. And this is something cryptic which only Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could understand. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami said, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could understand, but others could not understand this. Let's see the next verse. Eta shuni jagadananda asite lagila nila chale asita be prabhu re kahila. Translation. Upon hearing Advaita Acharya's statement, Jagarananda Pandit began to laugh. And when he returned to Jagannath Puri, Neelachal, he informed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of everything. Next verse. This is the final verse that we'll be discussing today. Tarajasuni Mahaprabhu Ishatah Sila Taraye Agyavali Mauradharela. Translation. After hearing the equivocal sonnet by Advaita Acharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quietly smiled. That is his order, he said. Then he fell silent. So these are the verses that we are going to discuss today. So I have shown all these verses in front of all of you. And these are cryptic verses. So these cryptic verses are here with us today. But before I continue, I would like to ask, you know, if any of my friend is here. So in the audience, I can see, you know, my dear friend, Kartamashi Prabhu. Kartamashi Prabhu, can you hear me? Hare Krishna. Kartamashi Prabhu, are you there? Okay. Omkar Prabhu.
Probably they will not be able to
Hare unmute. Krishna.
Okay. Ah, Hare Krishna. Yes. Omkar Prabhu, you are there?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Yes. I'll need your help today, Prabhu. So please be there till the end of the talk.
Yes,
Prabhuji.
Okay. Yes, Prabhu. Okay. Thank
you. So these are the cryptic verses that we have to discuss today. So, dear devotees, let's understand verse by verse. Once again, what is happening here is that Sri Jagadananda Pandit is leaving Neelachal to go to Sri Jagannath Puri. Before leaving Neelachal, he is taking permission from all the Vaishnavas, especially the seniors such as Sri Shachimata and Sri Advaita Acharya. When he goes to Sri Advaita Acharya, Sri Advaita Acharya gives a sandesh or a written message in his hand for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Advaita Acharya tells him that, no, please offer my namaskar, my pranams to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is the message that you should give to him. So that message, which was written on a paper, was handed over to Sri Jagadananda Pandit. When Sri Jagadananda Pandit heard this message, at that point of time, Sri Jagadananda Pandit laughed. And he conveyed this message to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Today we have to try and decode all these verses. So let's go verse by verse. First verse again. Taraja Praheli Acharya कहे ठारे ठोरे प्रभु मात्र बुझे न के बुझते न पारे. So the translation is, Advaita Acharya had written a sonnet in equivocal language with an import that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could understand but others could not. So let's see the difficult terms. It says taraja praheli. So we have to understand what is the meaning of Taraja Praheli. Srila Prabhupada has given an approximate translation here by saying sonnet. Actually, sonnet is a sort of a meter in English poetry. And a sonnet has usually, if it is a Shakespearean sonnet, you know, it has around 14 lines. And then there are 10 syllables per line. So this is an approximation of what is Taraja Praheli. But some explanation is needed as to what is Taraja Praheli. So I'll try to give an explanation as to what is Taraja Praheli. But it says Acharya Kahena. And Acharya has said. And then it uses a term Thare Thore. We'll also try to see what is the meaning of this term. It says Prabhu Matra Bhujena. Prabhu could understand, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could understand, keha bhujitena pare, but nobody else could understand. So let's see the difficult terms. First is taraja. Actually, taraja refers to a verse which is composed extempore, on the spot, without any prior preparation. So such a verse is known as taraja. Now, sometimes in India, we might have seen some singing competitions. These singing competitions are often known as jugal bandi. In Hindi, they are known as jugal bandi. Now, in jugal bandi, what happens is there are two singers who sit beside each other, and then one singer, you know, is speaking in favor of one person, and another singer is singing in favor of another person, and both singers try to sing and outwit each other, but they have to compose verses and songs on the spot. So that is known as tarja. So usually tarjas are composed during singing competitions. But in general, tarja means a verse which has been composed on the spot. But Sri Advaita Acharya's tarja, or the verse which he had composed, was of a specific type which is known as praheli. So praheli, for those of us who know Hindi, it means paheli. Paheli means, in Sanskrit literature, the original term is prahelika. So according to Amarkosh defines the term prahelika, and commentators on the Amarkosh, they say, what is the meaning of prahelika? They say durvigyanartha prashna, riddles that are difficult to decode. So they are known as praheli. So Advaita Acharya's taraja, or extempore composed verse, was actually a praheli, was actually a riddle, and was difficult to decode. But there is another term, thare thore. What does this mean? In Bengali, it means that he said it in cryptic words. So it was written not in direct language, it was written in indirect language. And these cryptic words were written on a piece of paper and they were conveyed to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Prabhu Matra Bhujena, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could understand, Keha Bhujitena Pare. Nobody else could understand. So I hope the meaning of this verse is clear. Now, next verse is, Prabhu Re Kahi Ha Amar Koti Namaskar Ei Nivedana Tar Charane Amar. So the translation is, Prabhu Re Kahi Ha. So please tell Prabhu, Amar Koti Namaskar. Millions of obeisances from me, Advaita Acharya. And Ei Nivedana. What is Ei Nivedana? Ei Nivedana means the following request. That request will be in the next verse. Tara Charane Tomar is offered at your lotus feet, O dear Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is a simple verse. This verse is not the praheli or the extempore riddle verse of Advaita Acharya. The riddle verse or the praheli is the next verse. Let's see what is the next verse. Baula ke kahi halo, kahila baula, baula ke kahi harate, navikai chaula. Now, direct meaning is this. Baula ke means to that madman. Kahi ha, say to that madman, Loka haila baula. All the people here have become mad. So say to that madman, all people, everyone here has become mad. Baula ke kahi ha, and say also to that madman, Hate na vikai chaula. Hate in the marketplace, na vikai chaula. Rice is no longer being sold. So this is the direct literal meaning. So please inform Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is acting like a madman, that everyone here has become mad like him. Inform him also that in the marketplace, rice is no longer in demand. So we have to decode this verse. Now let's begin the decoding of this verse. First thing is, Baula ke kahiya. So say this to the madman. Who is the madman? The madman is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, dear devotees. Okay, what to say to the madman? Loka haila baula. All people have become maddened. Maddened in what? Love of Krishna, Sri Sri Radha Krishna. Everyone has become maddened. So everyone has become mad in love of Krishna. Okay. Baula ke kahi ha. And also say to the baula, what? Hate na vikai chaula. So chaula here means rice. Rice, the indirect meaning is love of Krishna can no longer be sold in the heart market of love inaugurated by Mahaprabhu. So the marketplace of love of God in Navadvip was inaugurated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Sri Advaita Acharya was the Acharya who was selling rice in that marketplace. What was the rice? So the rice was love of Godhead. Now, since everybody has, you know, gotten that love of Godhead, so everybody is satisfied. Since everybody is satisfied, therefore, no longer can rice be sold, and this rice is no longer in demand. So this is the hidden meaning behind the cryptic verse that Sri Advaita Acharya has spoken. Next verse. Baula ke kahi haka nahi ka aula baula ke kahi ha iha kahi ache baula. So baula ke kahi ha, once again say to the madman, kaye nahi ka aula. Please hear this carefully. Kaye is another term for kaje. Ya is ja. Often in Bangla, ya is ja. Kaje nahi ka aula. Kaje nahi ka aula means haste. There is no haste in work. Nowadays, you know, we are not so much busy in our work. Aula means to be busy. So nowadays, we are not busy in our work of selling rice. Baula ke kahi ha, and say to that madman, iha kahi ache baula. Another madman has said this. So literal meaning is, baula ke kahi ha, say to the madman, kae nahi ka aula. So there is, you know, no activity in the work of selling rice nowadays. Baula ke kahi ha, iha kahi ache baula. So please say to the madman that another madman has said this. So, further tell him that those now mad in ecstatic love are no longer interested in the material world. Also, tell Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that one who has also become a madman in ecstatic love, Advaita Prabhu has spoken these words. So, once again, Baula ke kahiya means say to the madman. And kaye nahi ka aula, that when it comes to the work, kaye or kaje, of selling the rice of love of Krishna, there is no more engagement or aula remaining. And baula ke kahi ha, iha kahi ache baula. That another madman has said this. So what is the final meaning of the prahelika? The final meaning is that the purpose of distributing love of Krishna that you came for is complete here. And now that purpose is complete, everybody in Navadvip got love of Krishna. And everybody in Jagannath Puri also got love of Krishna. Everyone in Vrindavan also got love of Krishna. Everyone got love of Krishna. Now it is no longer needed. So there is no more work for me, Advaita Acharya. And there is no more work remaining for you, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So no more work remains for both of us. In other words, now please try to wind up your pastimes. Next. Eta shuni jagadananda asite lagila nila chale asita be prabhure kahila. तो एत सुनी जगदानंद, व्हेन जगदानंद पंडित हर्ड दिस हासिते लागिला, ही स्टार्टेड लाफिंग. व्हाई डिड जगदानंद पंडित बिगिन टू लाफ? बिकॉज ही कुड नॉट अंडरस्टैंड द इंटरनल मीनिंग ऑफ द प्रहेलिका कंपोज्ड बाय अद्वैताचार्य. सो ही बिगन टू लाफ बिकॉज अद्वैताचार्य वॉज एक्सटर्नली कॉलिंग हिमसेल्फ अ मैडमैन एंड कॉलिंग चैतन्य महाप्रभु अ मैडमैन. सो जगदानंद पंडित बिगन टू लाफ. And when he returned to Jagannath Puri, Nilachale asi tabhe prabhura kahila. And he informed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of everything. So he told everything to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he went to Jagannath Puri. So next is Tarjasuri Mahaprabhu. ईशत हसीला तारये आज्ञा बले मौन धरीला. तो तर्जा सुनी, व्हेन महाप्रभु हर्ड द तर्जा और द वर्स प्रहेलिका कंपोज बाय बाय अद्वैत आचार्य, ईशत हसीला, प्राइवेटली ही लाफ्ड. सो व्हाई डिड महाप्रभु लाफ? You know, in a private place, Srila Prabhupada says, after hearing the equivocal one sonnet by Advaita Acharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quietly smiled. So why did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smile? You know, Ishat Hasila, he smiled. Why did he smile? So the reason behind this, dear devotees, is because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Advaita Acharya, you are saying that I am the person who founded the marketplace of, you know, love of Krishna. But it was actually you who invited me to start a marketplace here. Now you invited me and I started a business in Navadvip of selling the rice of love of Krishna. And now when you have earned all your profit and you know you made nice money and you have yourself become a madman, then you are telling me to go away. So Mahaprabhu Ishat Hasila. Mahaprabhu quietly laughed. But Tara Yai Agya Boli. So Mahaprabhu said, okay, that is his order, Advaita Acharya's order. He was the one who invited me. So he is the one who can give me an order to depart from this world. Mauna Dharila. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became extremely silent. So dear devotees, later it will be described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. How from that day onwards, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very gambhir. He became very serious in his mood. And he went, you know, deep within his ecstatic love of Bhagavan Sri Krishna. So all these things will be described ahead in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, dear devotees, you know, in our culture, in Vedic culture, there is a subculture of Prahelikas. So Prahelikas is a part of Vedic culture. So how do we know that Prahelikas are a part of Vedic culture? We know that Prahelikas are a part of Vedic culture because our acharyas have described 64 arts which all artistic people learn. These 64 arts were described by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur in his purport to his commentary on Brahma Samhita. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur in purport to 5th chapter verse 37 says that the 64 activities in fine arts and crafts are the following. And then the 29th art he describes is Prahelika. Prahelika is art of making and solving riddles. So this is from Brahma Samhita 5.37 purport. Originally, the 64 arts were described in recent history in the Kama Sutra of Vatsyayan. So in the Kama Sutra of Vatsyayan 1.3.15, the 64 arts are described, 29th of which is Prahelika. So this is one of the 64 arts that people in Vedic culture, especially those who are connoisseurs of arts, they would learn. Now we should also see what is the definition of Prahelika. although those of us who know Hindi, we know what is the meaning of paheli. We know the meaning is a riddle. So in simple words, prahelika means a riddle. But the previous great souls have also given a proper definition of prahelika. So this definition is as follows. Vyakti kritya kamapyartham swaruparthasya gopanat yatra bahyantara avarthau kathyete sa prahelika. So this definition is from a literature named Vidagdha Mukha Mandanam by a poet named Dharmadas. So he says, Vyakti kritya kamapyartham swaruparthasya gopanat yatra bahyantara avarthau kathyete. Yatra, in a statement which conveys bahya antara avarthau, two meanings. But vyakti kritya kamapyartham swaruparthasya gopanat. Swaruparthasya gopanat, which hides the original intended meaning. And vyakti kritya kamapyartham, it expresses a completely different meaning on the outside. So any statement which has two meanings and in which the original intended meaning is hidden and another meaning, you know, appears to be visible on the outside, that statement is known as a prahelika or an enigmatic riddle. So this is the definition of prahelika. Simple words, we call it a riddle, but we also have a technical definition which I have given in front of you. So this is the definition of prahelika. Now, in order to become expert in this art, we should learn how to solve some prahelikas. So today we will practice trying to solve some prahelikas. So I will need some help here. So dear Omkar Prabhu, are you there?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Yes. Can you see the screen?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Okay. So please keep yourself muted, but when I ask you, then you can, you know, unmute. So this is the first verse. Kasturi jayate kasmat kohanti karinam kulam kim kuryat kataro yuddhe mrigat simha palayate. Omkar Prabhu, please tell me, kasturi jayate kasmat, from where is kasturi or musk obtained? Can you tell me, Omkar Prabhu?
Prabhuji, from musk deer.
Okay. Ko hanti karinam kulam, who is capable of killing hordes of elephants? Which animal is capable of killing many elephants?
Lion. Okay. Maybe.
Kim kuryat kataro yuddhe, what does a coward do during a war?
He runs away.
Oh, Prabhu, see the last statement. See something interesting. Mrigat simha palayate. See, Prabhu, from the deer, the lion runs away. Prabhu, have you seen a lion ever running away from a deer?
No.
But the last line contains the answer to the first three lines. The first line is, from where is kasturi musk obtained? The answer is mrigat, from the deer. Second is, who kills hordes of elephants? The answer is simha. And what does a coward do during a war? The answer is palayate, runs away. So dear Prabhu, the answer for the first three lines was given in the fourth line. Mrigat simha palayate. Actually, the fourth line does not make any sense, but the fourth line was actually an answer to the first three lines. So I hope, Omkar Prabhu, you understood the prahelika.
Yes, Prabhuji.
Okay. This is from Subhashit Ratna Bhandagaram. Okay, I would like to ask, is Kartamashi Prabhu there? Prabhuji, can you hear me? Are you there? Okay, no problem. Okay, Omkar Prabhu, let's continue. Would you like to have another prahelika?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Okay. Apadau duragami cha साक्षरो न च पंडितः अमुखः स्फुटवक्ता च यो जानाति स पंडितः। ओंकार प्रभु, अपदो इट डजंट हैव फीट, दूरगामी च बट इट ट्रैवल्स अ ग्रेट डिस्टेंस, साक्षरो इट कंटेन्स मेनी वर्ड्स, इट नोज मेनी वर्ड्स, न च पंडितः बट इट इज नॉट अ पंडित, इट इज नॉट लर्नेड, अमुखः इट डजंट हैव अ माउथ, स्फुटवक्ता च बट इट सेज अ लॉट, यो जानाति वन हु नोज दिस स पंडितः इज श्योरली लर्नेड। ओंकार प्रभु, हियर इज योर चांस ऑफ बिकमिंग अ पंडित, कैन यू टेल मी व्हाट इट इज?
नो प्रभु।
Anybody else in the conference, if you want to try, please raise your hand and tell me what is the answer to this prahelika.
Is it gossip, Prabhuji?
Gossip? No. Oh, your name, Mataji?
This is Ipsita from Thane.
No, it's not a gossip. Okay, but thank you, Mataji. Anybody? Nandapriya Mataji, please tell me.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, is it mind?
No, it's not a mind. Thank you, but Mahasundari Keshavi Mataji.
Prabhuji, it is letter.
Yes, it's a letter. thank you so much. So, apado, it doesn't have a letter, it doesn't have feet, but duragamicha, it goes very far. And saksharo, it has many letters in it, but nacha pandita, it is not a pandit. And it speaks, you know, it doesn't have a mouth, amukha sputa vaktacha, but it speaks a lot. Yo janati sa pandita. Mataji, your name, once again, I forgot.
Prabhuji, Mahasundari Keshavi Devi
Das. So today's, our first pandit is Mahasundari Keshavi Mataji. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Mataji. So this is again from Subhashit Ratna Bhandagar. Okay. Let's take another participant. Do we have Priti Vilasini Mataji? Are you there on the call? Is Priti Vilasini Mataji there? No. Kirtida Sundari Mataji, you're there? Hare Krishna?
Yes, Prabhuji, I'm here. Even my Prabhu is here.
Okay. Please repeat the verse after me. Naranari Samutpanna.
नरनारी समुत्पन्ना
शास्त्री देह विवर्जिता
शास्त्री देह विवर्जिता
अमुखी
कुरुते शब्दम
जातमात्रा
विनश्यति।
ओके, नरनारी समुत्पन्ना, शी इज बॉर्न फ्रॉम द कॉन्टैक्ट ऑफ अ नर एंड अ नारी, सो शी हैज अ संस्कृत नेम एंड शी हैज She is born from the contact of a nara and a nari, of a male and female. Sastri, but that lady, deha vivarjita. She doesn't have a body of her own. Amukhi, she doesn't have a mouth. Kurute shabdam, but she creates a sound. Jatamatra vinashyati, but she, as soon as she is born, jatamatra vinashyati, she dies. So please tell me, Kirtida Sundari Mataji and Ajay Govind Prabhu, can you try
Silence?
To guess?
Silence?
Oh, no, but how is silence born from a male and female? Ajay Govind Prabhu, would you like to try?
I'm thinking, bro.
So this is Prahelika. This is the culture of Prahelikas. Okay. Somebody is saying dictionary. Who is saying dictionary? Okay. Anybody else would like to try? Please raise your hand. Yes, Paneshwari Lakshmi Mataji.
Is it a clap?
It's not a clap, but you are very close. So the answer, dear devotees, is chotika, finger snap. It is born from the contact of a male, because in Sanskrit, angushtaha, thumb, is a male. And Madhyama, the middle finger, is female. Mm-hmm. It is born from the contact of a male and female. It doesn't have a body. She doesn't have a body of her own. And she makes a sound even though she doesn't have a mouth. But as soon as she is born, she dies. So this is finger snack. So this is another Prahelika. Thank you, Kirtida Sundari Mataji, Ajay Govind Prabhu, all the devotees. Okay, once again. Paneshwari Mataji, would you like to try once again?
Okay, I'll try.
Okay. Please repeat the verse after me. Vrikshasyagre phalam drishtam.
Vrikshasyagre phalam drishtam.
Phalagre vriksha evacha.
Phalagre vriksha evacha.
Akaradi sakarantam.
Akaradi sakarantam.
Yojanati sapanditaha.
Yojanati sapanditaha.
Okay. Vrikshasyagre phalam drishtam. A fruit on top of a tree. That's very common. But a tree on top of the fruit, it begins with akaradi, the syllable a, sakarantam, and ends with sa. Yo janati, one who knows this, is a pandita. So please tell me, Mataji, if you're able to guess.
Can I answer this, Prabhuji?
No, let Mataji answer.
I can't even think. Okay. A fruit on top of a tree. A tree on top of the fruit. Anas Pandu? No, I don't know.
Okay.
I can't think. Anas, I don't think.
Pineapple?
Yes.
Anas. Is anas not a pineapple?
Yeah, ananas is a pineapple. Ananas. Is a pineapple. Fruit on top of a tree and a tree on top of a fruit.
Hmm.
It begins with an a and ends with a sa.
This
is a pandita. But thank you. Both of you are, you know, panditas. Very nice. We have many Matajis here who are panditas. Thank you so much. This is also from Subhashit Ratna Bhandagara. Okay, next. Would anyone else like to volunteer for the next one? Please raise your hands if anybody would like to volunteer for the next one. Okay. So, I have my friend Pitambar Gaurang Prabhu. Pitambar Gaurang Prabhu, can you hear me?
Yes, Prabhu.
Yes, please repeat the verse after me. Krishnamukhi Namarjari.
Krishnamukhina marjari.
Vijihva nacha sarpini.
Vijihva nacha sarpani.
Panchabhatri na panchali.
Panchabhatri na panchali.
Yojanati sapanditaha.
Yojanati sapanditaha.
Okay, Prabhu, first thing. Krishnamukhi, she is blackish at her mouth. Na marjari, but she is not a cat. Dvijihva, she has two tongues. Nacha sarpini, but she is not a serpent. Panchabhartri, she has five supporters. Na panchali, but she is not Draupadi. Yo janati, one who knows her, sapandita, is a pandit. So please tell me, Pitambar Gaurang Prabhu, who is the lady who fits this description?
I have no idea.
Okay. Would anybody else like to try? Please raise your hands.
Prabhuji, is it an animal?
No. Your name, Mataji?
Induleka Karuna.
Okay. Induleka. No, Mataji, it's not an animal. So, Pitambar Gaurang Prabhu, would you like to know the answer?
Yes, Prabhu.
Okay. So, yeah, before that, you know, Nikunji Leela Mataji has raised her hand. Nikunji Leela Mataji, would you like to answer?
Prabhuji, is it night, Ratri?
No, Mataji.
Okay.
How does night doesn't have two tongues? But thank you, Mataji, for trying. The answer to this query is Lekhani, an ink pen. You know, she is blackish at her mouth, but she is not a cat. She has two tongues. As we can see, every fountain pen has two tongues, but she is not a serpent. And the third description was Panchabhartri. She is supported by five individuals, by the five fingers. She is not Panchali. Yojanati, one who knows this Sapandita. So thank you very much. This is another Prahelika.
But it can be blue also, Prabhu. Why black?
Previously, Mataji, all inks were black.
Okay.
All inks were black. Okay. Okay. So, Kirtidas Indari Mataji, would you like to try again?
I'll miserably fail, but I'll try.
We all will learn only through failing, Mataji. I've also failed miserably trying to decode all of this. But let's try once again. Please repeat after me.
Yes.
Vrikshagravasi nacha pakshi rajas.
Vrikshagravasi nacha pakshi rajas.
Trinetradhari nacha shula pani.
Trinetradhari nacha shula pani.
Tvagvastradhari nacha siddha yogi.
Tvagvastradhari nacha siddha yogi.
Jalam cha bibhran na ghato na megha.
Jalam cha bibhran na ghato na megha.
Vrikshagravasi, it stays on top of a tree, but na cha pakshi raja, but it is not a very great bird. Trinetradhari, it has three eyes, na cha shulapani, but it is not the carrier of the trident Lord Shiva. Tvagvastradhari, it is covered in tree bark, na cha siddha yogi, but it is not a siddha yogi. Jalam cha bibhran, it carries water. Na ghato na megha, neither a pot nor a cloud. Kirtida Sundari Mataji, what do you think it is?
Can I try? Can I answer this, Prabhuji?
Can I answer this, Prabhu? Can I answer?
Just wait a minute. Just wait. Many people have raised their hand.
Can I answer, Prabhu?
Yeah. Just 1 minute. I think Swati Mataji, yes. Swati Mataji, would you like to answer?
Nara?
Yes.
Coconut, right? Yeah.
It's my Prabhu said
coconut.
Yes.
My Prabhu answered it.
Yes. So, Vrikshagravasi, it stays on top of a tree, Nacha Pakshi Rajas. But it is not the king of birds. Trinetradhari, it has three eyes, but Nacha Shulapani, it is not Lord Shiva. Tvagvastradhari, it wears the covering of a tree, Nacha Siddha Yogi, but not a yogi. Jalam cha bibhran. Na ghato na megha. It carries water, but is neither a pot nor a cloud. This is Narikela Phalam or coconut. So, thank you, dear devotees. Okay, next one. Who would like to volunteer this time? Kasturi Manjari Mataji, can you hear me?
Yes, Prabhu, I hear you. Thank you.
Okay. Would you like to volunteer for the next verse?
Yeah, I can try, but I'll fail probably.
Okay.
Because I'm distracted with the work.
Okay. Once again, similar sounding verse. Please repeat after me. Vrikshagravasi nacha pakshi jatis.
Vrikshagravasi nacha pakshi jatis.
Trinam cha shayya nacha raja yogi.
Trinam cha shayya nacha raja yogi. Raja yogi.
Suvarnakayo nacha hema dhatu.
Suvarnakayo nacha hema dhatu.
Pumsascha namna nacha rajaputraha.
Pumsascha namna nacha rajaputraha.
So, Mataji, Vrikshagravasi, he stays on the top of a tree. Nacha pakshi jatis, but is not a bird.
Mm-hmm.
Trinam cha shayya, he rests on straw. Nacha raja yogi. But he is not a great yogi. Suvarna Kayo is goldenish in color. Nacha Hema Dhatu, but he is not the metal gold. Pumsascha Namna, he has a masculine name. Nacha Rajaputra, but he is not the son of any king. So Mataji, can you please try to guess who he is?
Prabhu, can I answer?
Just 1 minute. And please nobody give a spontaneous answer. Yes. Kasturi Manjari Mataji, would you, anything nothing. You can think?
No, Prabhuji, nothing is coming to my mind.
Okay. Jai Dwarka Prabhu, would you like to try?
I think it's mango.
Yes, congratulations. He's our pandit today. It's a mango. Vrikshagravasi stays on top of a tree, but is not a pakshi. It's not a bird. And Trinam Chashaya. it sleeps on, you know, this straw, but it's not a great yogi. And it is goldenish in color, but it is not the metal gold. And finally, it has a masculine name, Amraha, but is not the son of any king. So very nice answer, Jai Dwarka Prabhu. Thank you so much. Okay. Next, who would like to volunteer? I would like to take somebody else. Would anybody like to volunteer? Please raise your hands. If anybody would like to sing the verse. Yes. Sita Priti Mataji, would you like to sing the verse?
Yes, Prabhu.
Okay, please repeat after me. Vane jata vane tyakta.
Vane jata vane tyakta.
Vane tishthati nityashah.
Vane tishthati nityashah.
Panyastri natu savesha.
Panyastri tu natu savesha.
Yojanati sa panditah.
Yojanati sa panditah.
So, the first line says, Vane jata. She is born in a vana. Vana here means forest. Vane tyakta. And she is left alone in vana. The second vana means water. Vane tishthati nityashah. And she resides always in vana, in the water. Panyastri natu saveshya. Everyone pays for her services, but she is not an unchaste woman. Yo janati, one who knows, sa panditah, is a learned person. So Mataji, Sita Priti Mataji, would you like to try?
She's born in a vana and is left alone in a vana. No, Prabhu.
Okay. Lalitangi Radha Mataji, would you like to try?
Yeah, I can try, Prabhuji. Is it a boat?
Yes. She is born in a vana, in a forest, and she is left alone in a vana, in water. Because she is created using wood, so she is born in a forest. She is left alone in a vana, in water. And she always stays in water. Everyone pays for her services, but she is not an unchaste lady. So one who knows her is a pandita. So Mataji, congratulations. You are another pandita. Thank you so much for answering the question so brilliantly.
Prabhuji, I don't know, like you, for people like us who don't know anything in Sanskrit, you know, you are giving us, raising us at least to know something. So we are very grateful to you. Thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you. Okay, who would like to try next?
Priti Vilasini.
Priti Vilasini Mataji, are you there?
Yes, Prabhu. Yes, Prabhu.
Okay. Mataji, this Prahelika has been made by myself. Okay, so this is the last Prahelika. Okay. Please repeat after me, Mataji. Kamayasti tu yavritti. Hare Krishna. Mataji, can you hear me? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Yes, Prabhu, sorry. Kamayasti tu yavritti.
Keshavam tarpayantiye.
Keshavam tarpayantiye.
Kamsam nanasha vai Krishna.
Kamsam nanasha vai Krishna.
Kodandah prabalo harehe.
Kodandah prabalo harehe.
So Mataji, the first question. Ka mayasti tu yavrittihi. Ya vrittihi, which tendency of a human is known as ka maya, which is known as maya. So Mataji, can you tell me which tendency of a human is known as maya? Ka maya asti.
Bodily identification.
Okay, that's a good answer. But we will, I'll take that answer and we will later try to answer all of these. Second Mataji, ke shavam tarpayanti. Who are the individuals who satisfy a shava or a dead body? Who are the individuals? Ke shavam, a dead body, tarpayanti, satisfy. Who satisfy a dead body?
No, when you make...
A person who satisfies a dead body. Okay. Someone in the funeral home?
Okay. Next. Kam Sam Nanasha Vai Krishna. Kam, who was that? Sam Nanasha was destroyed by Krishna. By Krishna.
Kamsa.
Kamsa. Very nice. Kodandaha, which chastising weapon of Hari is severe? Very severe.
Chakra or Kamodaki. Yeah.
Actually, Mataji, all the answers were there in the questions themselves.
Kodanda is the answer for them.
Yeah.
The first one is Kamayasti is Kamaya Asti. Any tendency for person's gratification is known as Maya.
Yeah.
And Keshavam Tarpayanti, who satisfy a dead person? Who Keshavam Tarpayanti, who satisfy Lord Keshava? Those people satisfy Keshava. Or who those people satisfy a dead body. Kam Sam Nanasha, I think you answered this one. Kam Sam Nanasha. Kamsa was destroyed by Krishna. And Kodandaha Prabalohare. And the bow of Krishna is very severe. So all the answers were there in the questions themselves. So thank you, Mataji, for kindly giving all these answers. So dear devotees, this is a culture of Prahelikas. I tried to bring some Prahelikas in front of all of you today. And I wish I could have bought more Prahelikas. There are hundreds and thousands of Prahelikas. But time is limited today. I tried to bring some Prahelikas in front of all of you. But I would like to thank all of you who so eagerly participated in solving Prahelikas. Please sincerely pray for me that I also learn the art of creating and solving Prahelikas. And I may be able to use it in the service of Bhagwan Shri Krishna someday in the spiritual world. Thank you very much, dear devotees. Thank you very much, Priti Vilasini Mataji, Kirti Dasundari Mataji, for kindly inviting me here today to speak something on Chaitanya Charitamrit and on the culture of Prahelikas. Yadatra Skhalitam Kinchit Vidvam Sahapurayantu Tat Yadatra Saushtavam Kinchit Tad Guru Reva Menahi Yadatra Skhalitam Kinchit. If there were any mistakes in what I spoke, Vidvam Saha, you are all learned people. Purayantu Tat. Please purify whatever I have, whatever mistaken I have said. Yadatra Saushtavam Kinchit. If there was anything nice in what I spoke, please know that Tad Guru Reva. It belongs to my Guru Janas. Me Nahi. It doesn't belong to me. Thank you very much, dear devotees. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you. Thank you so much for such a brilliant session. And thank you for engaging all of us. It was such a fun playing with the, with the riddles, and especially the way you were asking. It was really a fun class, Prabhu.
Thank you.
So thank you so much. Prabhuji, do you have time for questions?
Yeah, I have all the time for questions.
Okay, so first of all, we'll request Sita Preeti Mataji. Please go ahead.
Yes, Prabhuji, I just wanted to invite you on our kids group, that you should come and have this on our kids classes. It will be so much fun, and they'll be interested, and they'll know the importance of Sanskrit. Sure, I just have to request you that, Prabhu.
Yes,
thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji. Lalitangi Mataji, please go ahead.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. I feel that, you should have been born 500 or 1,000 years before, but you are born again now for our benefit, because the level of your Sanskrit and everything else is much, much beyond our capacity. And we are very, very thankful to you, Prabhuji, for your association.
I was born 500 years ago, but the reason why I have not gone back is I kept taking another birth. So I have taken many births, not only 500 years ago, but also thousands of years ago. Birth after birth, I'm roaming in this material world. Somehow by some good fortune, I was attracted to my Diksha Guru, Shri Srimad Radha Govindas Goswami Maharaj, my Shiksha Guru, Shri Srimad Gaur Govind Maharaj, and all the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. So I was attracted to them. So that is my good fortune. Let's hope that I don't, have to take another birth, so that, all this misery ends in this birth itself. So thank you, Mataji, but
Thank you, Prabhu. Please take us also along with you so we don't need to take another birth. And, you know, if not for you, who would enliven us and enlighten like this, Prabhuji? Thank you so much.
Yeah, to take me back is a big riddle for Krishna. He doesn't know what to do with me. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Thank you so much, Ravi. Thank you, Mataji. Okay, so Sukh Sagari, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranams. It was so much fun following through all those riddles. I'm kind of dumb, so I didn't understand the one which you said, Keshavam Tripyantite, that I was not sure what satisfies a dead body, and then you said that person who satisfies Lord Krishna. So I was not sure what that was referring to. If you can.
Actually, there is a verse, you see. Tasmin stushte jagat tushtam. One who satisfies Lord Krishna satisfies the entire world.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely a person who is dead, he cannot be satisfied, because you give him food, you give him water, you give him anything, that person will not be satisfied because he is no longer in the physical body. So the only person who can satisfy, the only way to satisfy him is by satisfying Lord Keshava. Because, you know, all sorts of satisfaction, even given to all the deities, ultimately reaches Lord Keshava. And when Sarva Deva Namaskaram Keshavam Prati Gacchati, ultimately all offerings reach Lord Keshava. So best is to directly satisfy Lord Keshava, and that will be satisfaction of all living entities. So that was the reason behind saying that. So I hope that is clear, Mataji.
Yes, Prabhu, it's now clear. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for this fun session. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Sukh Sagari Mataji. Hindu Lekha Karuna Mataji, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Thank you for a fun session, very interactive, and it was so nice to hear everyone participating. Really didn't have the intelligence to understand anything except for the coconut one. Thank you so much for engaging us. Prabhuji, I have a couple questions regarding the verses. Okay, so one is, so when Advaita Acharya, when Lord Advaita Acharya, he mentions this, or he says this to Jagadananda Pandit, why does he laugh?
Because Jagadananda Pandit only sees the external meaning. The external meaning he sees is, tell the madman that everybody here is becoming madman, and tell the madman that rice is no longer being sold, and tell the madman there is no activity going on in the marketplace, and tell the madman that another madman has said this. When he heard so many madmen in two verses, Jagannath Pandit began to laugh, because he only saw the external meaning of it. So if anybody would see only the external meaning of it, then they would certainly laugh at it. So Jagannath Pandit started laughing at it. And because Advaita Acharya had spontaneously composed it, so when such verses get spontaneously composed, at that time it becomes more humorous. So that was the reason why Jagadananda Pandit started laughing at it. I hope that is satisfactory, Mataji.
Yes, Prabhuji. Can I ask one more question?
Sure, sure.
Okay. So then you were talking about how in the marketplace, the price, the demand for rice has gone down. So you were saying we compare the demand for rice to the love of Krishna?
Yeah, to the demand of the love of Krishna. Because everybody already has it. So everybody is satiated now. They already are madmen. So everybody has ample stockpile of rice in their homes. And when people have ample stockpile of rice in their homes, do they go and buy rice again in the market, Mataji?
So that's why they're not interested in the material world anymore. They all want to go back to Godhead.
Yeah. So the meaning is that the purpose is complete. The purpose of opening the marketplace is complete.
Okay. Thank you so much, Prabhu. It was definitely very cryptic. Didn't understand anything, but you explained it so sweetly, and you brought some taste to Prahali. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Indulekha Mataji. Preeti Bilasini Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you so much for such an ecstatic session. I never expected it would be so interesting and so interactive. Thank you so much. It was a beautiful, beautiful session. And all of them were very, very tough. Maybe one or two I could figure out.
And sorry, I couldn't unmute half the times. And the last one was the most beautiful. So thank you for the opportunity, though I didn't crack it. It was so beautifully done, Prabhu. Thank you for your presence on the call. You make everyone very happy. Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Preeti. Last name, Mataji. Rishi Prabhu, you can go ahead.
Oh, Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna. Prabhuji, may I ask a question which is not related to today's topic?
Sure, sure, Prabhu.
Yes, bro. This was the first time I am joining your live lecture. Actually, I've been listening to you on YouTube. So today I got the link, so I joined it. This is really very great experience. So I have already asked you this question in WhatsApp and I got the answer, but I just wanted to know about, and I just wanted to know about it from Rasik point of view and more a tattvic perspective of it. I had asked you about worshipping of Laddu Gopal within our Sampradaya, which is a Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, where in which Madhurya Ras is the highest, is the main goal, it is said that. So, we found that we have Lord Rama's, Lord Ram, Krishna in Aishwarya Bhav. Such deities are there in our ISKCON temples, but not Laddu Gopal's deity. So is it possible for a person to remain, to worship Laddu Gopal and develop Vatsalya Bhav within this, our Sampradaya?
Yes, obviously it is possible to. First and foremost, Vatsalya Bhav, regarding Vatsalya Bhav, our Sampradaya certainly bestows Vatsalya Bhav. If you are speaking about as a Sampradaya, do we bestow Vatsalya Bhav? Yes, as a Sampradaya, we bestow Vatsalya Bhav. And what is the pramana for that? Because no statement should be spoken without pramana. So the pramana for that is given in Chaitanya Charitamrita. This in Adi Lila, third chapter, verse number 19. I am showing you that verse. Please see here, Adi Lila, third chapter, verse number 19. Yuga dharma pravartaimu Nama Sankirtana Chari Bhava Bhakti Diya Nachamu Bhuvana. Chari Bhava Bhakti Diya. Mahaprabhu is saying, actually Krishna is saying that I will appear and I will give Char Bhava Bhakti. Prabhupada says, I shall make the world dance in ecstasy, realizing the four mellows of loving devotional service. Actually, there are five mellows. But Shantaras is not given in Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. So Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya begins the most fundamental, the plain, the first rasa that is given is Dasya. So everybody who becomes initiated first is not known as Shanta. So I'm not, my name is not Hari Parshad Shanta. So my name is Hari Parshad Das. Because the first rasa which is given is Dasya Ras, Shantaras is not given. So all the other four rasas are given. So I hope that satisfies the first part of your query. Yes? Hare Krishna?
Yes, bro. Yes, this is really nice. Actually, I was confused on Rasha Bhava's perspective that in Vatsalya Bhava, we do not, actually, there is no Acharya. I do not find any reference of any Acharya who has actually prescribed Laddu Gopal, worship of Laddu Gopal, and that, also see, that's this could be the case of Rasha
Bhava. That's a separate thing. Worship of Laddu Gopal, yes, is a separate thing, and developing Vatsalya Bhava is a separate thing. Okay, even if you have Kishore Krishna, even if you have a deity of Krishna who is a Kishore in his age, can you not have Vatsalya Bhava towards that Krishna?
Yes, it is possible.
Yes, did Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda lose their Vatsalya Bhav when Krishna became Kishore in his age?
No, certainly not.
So, the Vatsalya Bhav is possible in all the ages, from age 0 to age 16. All ages it is possible. Okay, so that is one thing. It's not that Vatsalya Bhav is only restricted in a relationship with Bal Gopal. So, regarding the worship of Bal Gopal, it's not that Rupa Goswami has given like a whole scale, you know, sanction that everybody should worship. But there is some indirect indication. What is the indirect indication? This is Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 12307. There is an indirect indication here. Rupa Goswami is giving a history of a person. He says, Tatha hi shruyate shastre kaschit kurupuri sthitah nandasuno radhishthanam tatra putrataya bhajan naradasya upadeshena siddho bhud vriddhavar vardhakihi. Tatha hi shruyate shastre. It is heard in Shastra, kaschit, there was some person, kurupuri sthitah, who used to stay in Hastinapur. What did he do? Nandasunor Adhishthanam. He was worshipping the deity of the son of Nanda Maharaj, which means a deity of the child of Nanda Maharaj. So a child deity of Nanda Maharaj's son. And how was he worshipping? Tatra Putra Taya Bhajan. He was while worshipping him as in the mood of his own son. And how was he, under whose instruction? Naradasya Upadeshana. Naradasya Upadeshana can also mean according to the instructions given in Narad Pancharatra, in the scriptures of Narad Muni. Siddho Abhud, he became perfected. He was Vriddha Vardhak, he was an old carpenter staying in Hastinapur. So here Srila Rupa Goswami has indicated that by worshipping in accordance with the instructions of Narad Muni, as they are given in Narad Pancharatra, an old carpenter in Hastinapur attained perfection by worshipping a deity of the son of Nanda Maharaj. So I hope, Prabhu, although this is an indirect indication, but I hope that it is clear that if devotees are attracted to such a form of the Lord, there is no harm in worshipping that form of the Lord. So I hope that satisfies your query.
Yes, Prabhu, this answers my query actually. And this is what I was actually looking for. You are really a walking scripture, I would say. Thank you very much, Prabhu.
No, I'm not. You have to see my Guru Maharaj. He is walking encyclopedia. I am just a
yes, bro. So you have, I mean, you have the special mercy, definitely. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhu. Omkar Prabhu, you can go next.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanmat Pranam. Thank you for the verses. The last one was very well. It was very good composed. Prabhuji, I had two questions. First question was regarding this, that we have the 64 arts and there are many such things in the Vedic scriptures which are very helpful in, like you can say, relishing the Krishna Bhakti. So sometimes there's a like difference of opinion about, like, should we separately cultivate these things for relishing Krishna Bhakti, or should we just primarily stick to the what I can say, the prototype given to us by our acharyas. So okay. That's the first question.
Okay. So, you know, in this question, sometimes devotees have this question, should we cultivate the arts or should we only do the bhajan paddhiti that has been given to us? That is the question, right?
Yes, Prabhuji.
So, see, Prabhu, actually mainly the 64 arts are cultivated by the gopis and their assistants. So somebody who is aspiring for a perfected body, which is, you know, a perfected body as an assistant of the gopis, in their perfected body, they will learn 64 arts. But in their sadhaka deha, they have to learn their bhajan pranali as given by their guru. So in the sadhaka deha, one learns the bhajan pranali as it is given by one's guru. By performing such bhajan, by the mercy of Hari Guru, Vaishnavas, when once Siddha Deha is revealed, then automatically with the Siddha Deha, the desire to learn other arts is also awakened. But that's a topic for a later time, because right now most sadhakas are still trying to, you know, perfect their sadhak deha. So in the sadhak deha, we should perform our navadha bhakti, our jap, our kirtan, our smaran. We should perform very nicely. And we should try to aspire for the path of Raganuga Bhajan. And Raganuga Bhajan, we are capable of performing Raganuga Bhajan, then it will be definitely possible after one has attained Swarup Siddhi to gain all the knowledge of the 64 arts. But meanwhile, even in the Sadhaka Deha, if there are some arts which one is naturally inclined to because of purva samskars, like I am inclined to prahelikas, so as a sadhak also one can try to do one or two which are favorable to one's, which are not unfavorable to one's sadhana. So there is one art which is like learning how to make the birds fight. That has nothing to do with my sadhak deha, so I don't want to make birds fight. But sometimes the gopis make two birds fight for the pleasure of Krishna. So I hope you can understand, if we have some strong samskar in a sadhak deha that I want to do this, then by the permission of the guru one can try to do that, as long as it is not unfavorable to one's sadhak sadhan bhajan pranali. So I hope that is satisfactory.
Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you, Prabhu. There was a second question. It was slightly unrelated. Prabhuji, sometimes we want to serve other Vaishnavas, Gurujanas, and due to our personal, we have some personal problems or we cannot be there, so we cannot serve them. At that time, it's a bit great pain because, like, without serving the Vaishnavas and Gurujanas, we cannot attract the mercy of Krishna. So how should we take this thing? Like, how should we deal this?
So sometimes we are not able to do Vapu Seva for a Vaishnav, but it is essential to do that in order to progress. So how do we do that? What do we do in such a situation? That is the question?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Okay. So Vapu Seva is an essential part of serving the Guru. Because in order to serve the Guru, the relationship which a disciple has with the Guru should not always be, once again I'm carefully saying, should not always be a distance relationship. Many times the disciple should also approach the Guru and try to render service to the Vapu or to the body, to the sadhak deha of the Guru. And the Guru can accept such a service from the disciple. And it is important for us to do that seva, because Rupa Goswami has said in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Vishram Bhena Guru Seva. So it's one of the first five limbs of the 64 limbs, Vishram Bhena Guru Seva. With confidence one should serve the Guru. But that confidence, it is ensured when one is in physical proximity of the Guru. One cannot develop confidence when one is in a distance relationship with, you know, one's relationship with the Guru is that of distance. So it is important to have close proximity with the Guru sometimes in order to develop that confidence. Vishram Bhena Guru Seva. So even if once or twice or a few times, like Prabhupada had in his life, if it is possible, we should try for that. And if a disciple is sincere enough, they will definitely get at least one or two opportunities to render such service to their gurus in their lifetimes. If it is not possible, then at least towards one's Shiksha Gurus, one should try to render such service. Shiksha Gurus means Bhajan Gurus who are very inspirational for someone. At least some Guru one should render such service to. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur rendered this service for his Diksha Guru, Sri Bipin Bihari Goswami, and also for his Shiksha Guru, Sri Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. So any one of the Gurus, or ideally both types of Gurus, one should render Vapu Seva towards. So I hope that answer is satisfactory to you.
Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Anuradha Mataji can go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. Mm-hmm. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Guru Maharaj. Prabhuji, do you have time?
Yeah.
Okay, Prabhu. Prabhu, before I go to my actual question, what you answered just now, did you say somebody is also a Guru who, who aspired us for our sadhana?
Bhajan Guru.
Bhajan Guru.
Yes. Somebody who gives us shiksha how to perform bhajan. Mm-hmm. Especially when the Guru disappears, when the Diksha Guru disappears from physical vision, Krishna sends another person to act as our Guru sometimes. If we are sincere enough and crying in the heart, Krishna sends somebody else. And that person gives us extremely valuable instruction in performing our bhajan. That person becomes our Bhajan Guru. And that person should be treated on the same level, almost the same level as the Diksha Guru.
Okay, Prabhu. But sometimes, even when the Guru is there, but even other
sadhakas can also inspire us so much. But when you approach them, would you like to be guru? They may say no. But in our heart, can we still consider and respect them as guru? Shall I go again?
If the Diksha Guru is present and there are many other Vaishnavas who inspire us, they are also present, then what is the query?
One or two person whom you who say something and you really feel like doing it, you get really inspired in your sadhana to become sincere and serious. But then when you ask them, would you be my Shiksha Guru? They genuinely, they have their own reason. They may say not, you know, directly Shiksha Guru, we may help you or something like that. But in our heart, can we still, I mean, it is officially not Shiksha Guru thing, but in our heart, can we still respect them?
In our heart, we should have our bhavana. We should have that feeling because we have received so much from them.
Yeah.
We have received so much from them. So in our heart, we should, that, those Vaishnavas may say no. Like Narottam Das Thakur, he approached Loknath Goswami. What was the first thing that Loknath Goswami told Narottam Das Thakur? Was it a yes or was it a no?
No.
Yeah. When Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur approached Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, what was the first thing that Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj said? Yes or no? Vaishnavas often don't say yes because it's a very big commitment to commit yourself to one person. And in today's age, what happens is that there are, especially when a Vaishnava is qualified, there are many people who want to take guidance from qualified Vaishnavas, but they don't have that service attitude. They don't have that mood of rendering service to them. So today's age is just take as much as you want. And in return, they don't render any service. But the tradition is pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. You pay obeisances, you ask your query, you get your doubts about your bhajan solved, but then sevaya. Perform the final part. Otherwise, it is not complete. Otherwise, we are ungrateful if we have not rendered service to them. So, if we have accepted somebody as a guru in our heart, they may be saying no because of various reasons. But since we learned from them, we should reciprocate. Basic principle of civilized Vedic life is, if we received one paisa from somebody, we should reciprocate. If we received one teaching from somebody, we should reciprocate. That is basic teaching of Vedic culture. So how do we reciprocate? By doing some service, by glorifying them somewhere, by saying some sweet words to them, anyway, sending some gifts to them, whatever is easily possible.
Thank you.
So I hope that is clear, Mataji.
Yes, Prabhu. So my main question was, like, we have been hearing that this topic of, you know, end part of the Antalila is very esoteric and we are not qualified. So on that, Prabhu, I'm getting a bit confused between this part and Raganuga Bhakti, because so far I have understood from you that Raganuga Bhakti doesn't need a particular number of years into practicing Krishna consciousness. But when it comes to this kind of topic, is it different thing and is it a part of Raganuga Bhakti? So did I make the question clear, Prabhu?
So your query is that this end part of Chaitanya Charitamrita is very esoteric. Okay. And Raganuga Bhakti, I have said that it doesn't have any, you know, you don't need to spend a certain number of years to be a Raganuga Bhakti. That's what the Acharyas have said. Somebody has a very strong previous samskar of bhakti. They can enter in a very short time in Raganuga Bhakti. But that previous samskar is needed. If that previous samskar is not needed, then that samskar will have to be generated from somewhere. So that may take a long time. So what was the query exactly?
So is esoteric part of it, is a part of Raganuga Bhakti? Is it a part, like it's Madhurya, it's a part of Madhurya Bhakti. So that is also included in Raganuga Bhakti, right? Am I getting it correct, Prabhu? What is the connection between esoteric?
Final part of Chaitanya Charitamrita is not describing much about our personal bhakti as a sadhaka. It's describing about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is esoteric because it describes the ecstasies of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the final pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Okay.
In order to decode these esoteric pastimes, we have support from the commentaries of the previous Acharyas like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. One who takes help from the commentaries of these Acharyas they will find their difficulties reduced a lot. Like today I decoded Advaita Acharya's Prahelika. So today I was able to decode Advaita Acharya's Prahelika because I had support from the commentary of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Although Prabhupada has not given any commentary on these verses, but I had support from the commentary of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So I was able to decode some things from the Prahelika. So similarly, if we want to decode the hidden meanings behind these chapters, we should refer to all the previous commentators. And we will see the hidden meanings which are there here. Because we may not be pure, but those previous commentators are very pure. And they have written all the secrets which are there in these final parts. Now, putting all of them into practice requires that we should be a Raganuga Bhakta. And some of these things are not accessible even for Raganuga Bhaktas. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is demonstrating the mood of Srimati Radharani. And some of the moods of Srimati Radharani are not accessible even for the best of the sadhakas. So we should all understand it once from the authentic viewpoints of the previous acharyas. But we should also, you know that respectfully, some of these ecstasies are not possible for us, even though we may be Raganuga Bhaktas. So that is only reserved for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srimati Radharani. So that is the answer to your query. I hope that is satisfactory.
Yes, totally, Prabhu. So when we say Raganuga Bhakti in that...
Yeah, if we hear from an authentic source, even a newcomer will not get confused. I have always maintained this stance in my life. An authentic source is a person who explains something, who is able to explain even to a newcomer very nicely. And how should the newcomer accept it? It's not that newcomers stay away forever. The thing is, even for a newcomer, we should be able to give them something so that their inquisitiveness is satisfied. And at the same time, we should not give them so much that they become overwhelmed and become confused and go away. So that is dependent upon the expert teacher. The teacher knows how much to give to the student according to their qualification. If that the teacher knows, then even a newcomer can study Chaitanya Charitamrita, no problem at all. So I hope that clarifies.
Yes, Prabhu. So when you say Raganuga Bhakti, that includes all the four rasas or how many? I mean, is Raganuga Bhakti can be done in a Vatsalya mood, Sakya,
yeah.
Or it is just...
Okay. Yes. Okay. Yes. No. Raganuga is in four rasas.
Okay, Prabhu. Yeah. Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Dandavat Pranam. Thank you again. Sorry for taking so much.
In the commentary of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Jiva Goswami has specified that the Vrishnis also had rag towards Bhagwan Shri Krishna. The Vrishnis were not in Madhurya Ras, but they had their rag, their loving attachment towards. And those who follow in their footsteps, although mainly it appears by looking at the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that it is mainly intended as a grantha for Vrindavan Bhakti. But by Upalakshan means by automatically, it is also understood by seeing the commentary of Srila Jiva Goswami that the Dwarkavasis also have rag for Bhagwan Shri Krishna in their own mood. So that is how it is understood. Thank you for your query, Mataji.
Thank you so much, Prabhu.
So, Prabhu, do you have time? We have one last question from Jai Dwarka Prabhu. Is it okay?
Yeah.
Okay,
Jai Dwarka
Prabhu, please go ahead.
Yes.
Thank you so much for such an entertaining lecture. Yes, Prabhuji, first I had a follow-up question from the question asked by the devotee. You explained that about the Bal Gopal worship. So Prabhuji, we also see some objections from some of the devotees about this. And at the same time, we also see that one pastime of Srila Prabhupada is quoted where Srila Prabhupada say that where one devotee asks that can we chant Radhe Radhe, can you do keep on that? And Srila Prabhupada said that there is no harm in doing that, but because acharyas don't do, so that's why we also do not do. So, and also there are some many verses which glorifies the chanting of Radharani's name. So in the same way, we see none of our acharyas in Gaudiya Vaishnava Parampara, they have worshipped, none of the acharyas have worshipped the Bal Gopal deity of the Lord. can we apply the principle which is given by Srila Prabhupada in this case?
Right. So that's a very good question. That I will repeat the question. The question is that regarding the worship of Bal Gopal, that you know, although Rupa Goswami has given an indication in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, but none of the six Goswamis ever were worshipping a deity of Bal Gopal. And you know, and you gave another example whether when Prabhupada was asked, can we chant Radhe Radhe? So Prabhupada said, yes, we can chant, but none of the previous acharyas have chanted Radhe Radhe. And because of that, we don't chant Radhe Radhe. So can we apply the same principle to the worship of Bal Gopal? That is the question, Prabhu, right?
Yes, sir.
Jai Dwarka, Prabhu? Huh? Yes, okay.
Yes, sir.
So first and foremost, you know, it may be true that Prabhupada may have said that, you know, we can chant Radhe Radhe, but acharyas have not chanted Radhe Radhe. It may be true, Prabhupada may have said somewhere, but he may have said to a specific individual like that. Because as far as previous acharyas are concerned, there is a clear song by Srila Gaur. View this song. Can you see the screen, Prabhu?
Not yet, Prabhu.
Can you see the screen, Prabhu?
Not yet, Prabhu.
No problem.
Can you see now?
Yes.
No.
It should be visible now.
Yes, Prabhu. It's visible.
Can you see what is the first line of the song?
Kothaye go premamayi Radhe Radhe.
Who is the author of the song?
Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj.
So please tell me now. So, maybe Prabhupada may have said it. I have to see that statement. See the next line. Radhe Radhe go jai Radhe Radhe. Dekha diye pran rakha Radhe Radhe. Tomar kankal tomar dhake Radhe. Every line is ending with Radhe Radhe. This song has been written by our Acharya. So maybe Prabhupada said it to somebody, but maybe he may have said it to some individual. So we have to reconcile with what the Acharyas have said, and what we should also ask our Gurujanas as to what we have to do. So, and we also have to ask the senior Vaishnavas, especially the GBC should also be asked, because I think there is some resolution in regard to this. But we should get a resolution done from the senior Vaishnavas as well as our Gurujanas. So I hope about chanting Radhe Radhe, it is clear that one previous Acharya has, in a song, he has chanted Radhe Radhe. So I think that part is clear. Next thing is regarding Bal Gopal, Prabhupada has not given it somewhere. So should we do that? Should we not do that? See, the thing is, it is one thing I wish to say, that regarding the worship of Bal Gopal, I have not seen any negative statement from Srila Prabhupada. So in the absence of a negative statement, I'm assuming that there is no negative statement. If there is a negative statement, then maybe somebody can bring it to my attention, because I've not seen all the statements of Prabhupada. But I'm assuming that there is no negative statement against the worship of Bal Gopal. So in the absence of a negative statement, one can take an instruction from one's guru, and then one can proceed ahead. Because you see, the Goswami is six Goswami. You are giving the example of the six Goswami. Previous Acharyas have not worshipped Bal Gopal. But the previous Acharyas have never even worshipped Lord Ramachandra or Rukmini Dwarkadish. But Srila Prabhupada made some changes, and he allowed the worship of Lord Ramachandra and Rukmini Dwarkadish. Because devotees have different moods, and different devotees will be attracted to those moods. And ISKCON is a worldwide preaching organization, so these other modes also need to be accommodated within ISKCON. So ISKCON cannot become only, you know, Madhurya Manjari Bhav centric institution. Then it will become very limited. So other modes are also there in ISKCON, which the six Goswamis did not have in their DTs. The six Goswamis did not have Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman. Six Goswamis did not have Rukmini Dwarkadish worship, especially DT worship. So, but Prabhupada did it. So similarly, if there is no negative instruction by Prabhupada, then one can take an instruction from one's guru, Diksha Guru. And if the Diksha Guru allows, then I don't see any harm in it, Prabhuji, for one's personal worship. But in a temple in ISKCON, if one has to do such worship in a temple in ISKCON, then that will need the permission of all the senior Vaishnavas and the GBC authorities. But for one's personal worship, one can ask one's own Diksha Guru, because I have not seen a negative statement from Srila Prabhupada. So I hope that answer is satisfactory.
Yes, this is satisfactory. Would you interest, we have time and the vote is around, so I have 2-3-4 more questions.
If Kirtida Sundari Mataji allows, we can go ahead.
Oh, yes, please, Prabhu, it's all upon you how much time you have.
Yeah, I have time. Yes, Jai Dwarka.
Okay. Going back, as you explained over here, that wherever the word has two meanings, so that we count as Sahyodika. So we also see that many verses by our Acharya, just like you also explained one in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu session by, where you, which you took with a devotee. So you explained the Krishna Paksha and Chandra Paksha. So are such kind of verses also, can you take it there also in Pahelika?
No, that is, see, in the Pahelika is a riddle. Sometimes riddles make use of Shlesh. Shlesh means pun or a dual meaning of a single term. So what is employed in many places is Shlesh. So Shlesh Alankar, you will have to study for that. Have you studied Alankar, Prabhu? Jai Dwarka, Prabhu?
No, Prabhu, I just hear it in your lectures only.
Have you studied?
No.
Prabhu, there is no good Shastri study without studying Alankars. Person like you should study Alankars. It would be so nice.
Maybe I'm at very rudimentary level presently. So just starting the initial lessons of Alankars.
Yes. Learn the basic 10 Alankars. Upama, okay, Shlesh. So learn the basic 10 Alankars. So it's very helpful for studying Shastra. But thank you very much, Prabhu, for this.
Okay.
Hare
Krishna. And we hear about Chaitanya Upanishad from so many acharyas, and many people say that this is all not there in the original text of the scriptures. So do we have any something to substantiate this point?
Some say that Chaitanya Upanishad is a recent creation. That's what is your question? So some may say Chaitanya Upanishad is a recent creation, but all of our philosophy is not dependent only on Chaitanya Upanishad. The Chaitanya Upanishad simply glorifies Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and if somebody doesn't accept the validity of Chaitanya Upanishad, you know, we don't force them to accept. But at the same time, there are many more pramanas in Srimad Bhagavatam. There are two pramanas, Krishna Varnam, Tvisha Krishnam. And then Prahlad Maharaj says that Triyugotha Satvam, Kalau, he says Prachanna, the Prahlad Maharaj says that in Kali Yuga you hide yourself. Yes, that verse. So Channa Kalau Yadabhava Triyugotha Satvam, the verse ends with that. So these pramanas are already there in Shastra. The Chaitanya Upanishad supplements these main pramanas, because Jiva Goswami has taken these pramanas as the main pramanas. Also, there is that verse, Asan Varnastrayo Yasya, Grinato Nuyukam Tanu, Shuklo Raktas Tatha Pitas, Idanim Krishna Tam Gataha, where Gargamuni is saying that he has assumed many colors in the past. And then he says one golden color also he has assumed. So all these things are already there in Bhagavatam, Prabhu. So the mainstay of our philosophy is not Chaitanya Upanishad. Mainstay is the verses given in the Bhagavatam. The characteristics of Kali Yuga, the Sankirtan movement, everything are aptly seen clearly in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So obviously we will accept that.
Yes.
If somebody doesn't want to accept Chaitanya Upanishad, we can say fair enough, at least accept the authority of Srimad Bhagavatam and see how Sankirtan has been spread by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. At least that should be clear enough.
Definitely. And do we have some specific text from which also claim that?
I think there.
Yes, but my voice is audible.
Yes.
Yes, Prabhu.
Your voice is
bubbling. Okay. Is it okay now, Prabhu?
Yeah.
Krishna, Prabhu?
Yes.
Yes, Prabhu, please. As we know that Srimad Bhagavatam is a natural commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. So do we also have some pramana to substantiate this? Because this is also often challenged.
Yes. We have a, what is the natural commentary of Srimad Bhagavatam? There is that verse, Arthoyam Brahma Sutranam Bharatartham Vinirnaya Gayatri Bhashya Rupo Sauvedartha Paribrahmita. Madhvacharya has quoted that verse from Garuda Purana, Arthoyam Brahma Sutranam. And Bhagavatam is the meaning of Brahma Sutras. You can find that verse. Should I show you that verse?
Thank you, Prabhu.
Should I show you that verse?
Yes, Prabhu. Yes, Prabhu.
Yeah, it's in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela 25.14. This is not a verse by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. It's a verse originally quoted by Madhvacharya, and he has said that it is from Garuda Purana. Arthoyam Brahma Sutranam. This line is important. This line you can memorize. Yes, Arthoyam Brahma Sutranam. Gayatri Bhashya. Are Bhagavatam is a commentary on Gayatri. Vedartha Paribrahmita. It contains all the essential meanings of the Vedas. See here. In the translation, the meaning of Vedanta Sutra is present in Srimad Bhagavatam. Arthoyam Brahma Sutranam. And purport this quotation appears in the Garuda Purana. Who said that this is from the Garuda Purana? Madhvacharya said in his Bhagavat Tatparya Nirnaya. So, point the finger to Srimad Madhvacharya. And then you are standing on firm grounds. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Yes. And to the one question was that we hear so many statements by Srila Prabhupada, just like one statement I read. Srila Prabhupada is telling a devotee asked, just by distributing your books, can you become self-realized? Then Srila Prabhupada is answering, you are already self-realized. Otherwise, how can you push on the books? So Srila Prabhupada is just saying it to a devotee who is just doing book distribution. But at the same time, we also see that there have been so many casualties on the part of those devotees who are engaged in active preaching. So how can we reconcile both the statements? And in case there is some reconciliation, then how should we take such statements by Srila Prabhupada, where he says such statements to encourage devotees?
If Prabhupada said to a devotee who was doing book distribution that you are already self-realized. Yes.
Yes, Prabhupada.
But there are, so the question is, how do we understand such a statement?
Yes, Prabhu.
Yes?
Yes, Prabhu. Because Srila Prabhupada says that anybody who is doing book distribution, he is already self-realized.
Yeah, they're already self-realized. Those who are doing book distribution, they're already self-realized. In the sense that they already know that they are not the body, but they are a spirit soul. So this knowledge, at least on the theoretical level, all the book distributors are having. Otherwise, they will not be able to do book distribution if they are thinking that they are the body. So on a certain level, they are already realized that they are not the body. Their self is the spirit soul. But if you are saying that have all of them attained prema, then the answer is obviously not a yes. All of them are still sadhakas who are trying to progress. So self-realization is one thing, attaining prema is another thing. Self-realization can be attained simply by saying that aham brahmasmi. But attaining Krishna prema is a completely different thing. So I hope that is clear.
Yeah,
distributor can also have Krishna prema. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so Kirtida Sundari Mataji.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, but I would also like to say that a book distributor can also have love of Krishna by the mercy of Hari Guru Vaishnavas. But from what I understood from your question, self-realization is also on a basic level by understanding that aham brahmasmi. And self-realization is also on the level of attaining Swarup Siddhi and Krishna Prem. So there are various levels of self-realization. So, but anyways, thank you Prabhu for your queries. Yes, Kirtida Sundari Mataji, any other queries or can we end here?
Yes, Prabhu, one last question by Parima Mataji. Parima Mataji, if you can make your question short if possible.
Yes, Mataji, I have like one question. Based on the discussions that happened, actually, that question came to my mind. So, sorry, Mataji, for coming. Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranams. Thank you for your wonderful class. Prabhuji, I had this question regarding the worship of Laddu Gopal, that the discussion that went on. Prabhuji, mostly from the Chaitanya Charitamrita and the dialogue between Rai Raman and Mahaprabhu, it's made very clear that the Madhurya Rasa is the highest rasa. So if the Madhurya Rasa is highest rasa, then is it possible that how is the worship of Laddu Gopal basically justified with this? If Gaudiyas are mainly focused on Madhurya Rasa, can we attain that mood after we advance, of course, in some lifetime? And right now, if there is Laddu Gopal worship. So this is kind of confusing to me. That came up just because of the discussion, Prabhuji.
Right. So it is very clear in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that Madhurya is the highest rasa. So should we why would we perform worship of Laddu Gopal? Because it's not that everybody thinks Madhurya Rasa is the highest rasa. Somebody who is in Sakhya Rasa, for them, from their relative point of view, Sakhya Rasa is the highest rasa. The rasa of friendship which they are in, it is the highest rasa. Somebody who is in Vatsalya Rasa, they would never want to take on any other position. Somebody who is of the mood of a parent, they will never feel the taste in becoming a friend. Somebody who is in the mood of a friend, they will never be inclined to becoming a parent. That is why this ras is actually in its original state is called sthayi bhav. Sthayi means it is fixed. It in the heart of the personality who is carrying that ras, that sthayi bhav means it is a fixed bhav. It can never change. Otherwise, what is the meaning of calling it sthayi bhav? So it is sthayi bhav. And for every person, their own respective bhav is the greatest. Like if you go and ask Hanumanji, you are serving like a servant, but you can become a lover. Then Hanumanji will, he will give us his gada on our head. He say that, why, for me, the highest thing is to become a servant. That is the highest rasa that I can have. So different jivas have different proclivities, different tendencies. And every jiva considers their specific ras to be the highest. But from a neutral point of view, although yes, Madhurya ras has so many sub-flavors, so many variegatedness. So we understand it from a neutral point of view, it is the highest. But still those who are in their respective rasas, they consider their own rasa to be the highest and the best. So one should not think that somebody who is in Sakhya Rasa will be feeling guilty, oh, I am not in the highest rasa. So, if that is, one who is in a specific rasa, they will always think that, I am situated in the highest rasa. Okay? So, that Prabhuji, is the answer to your question.
So, Prabhuji, if somebody is worshipping both Laddu Gopal and Radha Krishna or something like that, then you think such people can ever advance into Madhurya, because they have been worshipping Laddu Gopal like ordinary devotees right now? Just asking that question. Sorry.
So they have to have an Ishtadev. Ultimately, Ishtadev is one. So they have to have an Ishtadev. So who is their Ishtadev? That is dependent on that. So if their Ishtadev is Laddu Gopal, then they are attracted to Vatsalya. Their Ishtadev is Kishori. They are attracted to, and they may be attracted to Madhuri.
Because so many people have multiple deities, that's why I was asking. There are people who have
people have many people have many multiple deities.
No, I mean Radha Krishna also, Laddu Gopal also. So
People have many thousands of Shaligrams also, but finally Ishtadev has to be one. Okay. Therefore, the Goswamis had one deity, every Goswami had one specific deity.
Okay. All right, Prabhuji, thank you very much for clarifying this. Thank you so much, Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you so much for your such a brilliant class, brilliant question and answers. And especially, I like the choices of words that you use. That ISKCON is not the Madhurya Manjari Bhava-centric organization. That was so good. So, yeah. Yes, of course, Prabhu. ISKCON is such a worldwide that it accommodates all of us. And I would just like to add, Prabhu, like what Parima Mataji was saying, that even I have, you know, in my altar, I have Radha Krishna, I have Gaurnitha, and I have Laddu Gopal. But they all came on their own. I never purchased any of the deities. And when I asked my Gurudev also said, because I just got initiated, you know, was very, very beginner. Right now also beginner, but very neophyte in Krishna consciousness. And Guru Maharaj gave this instruction that worship Laddu Gopal as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just don't jump into that Vatsal level. So as you rightly said that, yes, everybody has their own Ishta. Right. So thank you, Prabhu. Thank you. Your classes are always unique. Your classes are always brilliant. Like every class I feel is, you know, though you follow the same pattern of your presentation, but the way you explain, the way you bring up, you know, it's all together unique. So all glories to you, Prabhu. Thank you so much for accepting our request, for always coming on the call and, you know, enlightening us always. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mataji. Your incident also reminds me something that happened with me once. You know, once one of my relatives from my village came to stay with us and they bought their set of deities, you know, and their devtas. And all the cool devtas and cool devis, and for 1 or 2 days, my altar was filled. It was like, you know, all the millions of gods have descended upon the altar. So, but I respect all of them. Cool devtas, the cool devis, they are very respectable for me. But at the same time, my Ishta Devta is, you know, Bhagwan Shri Krishna, along with Srimati Radharani. Radha Damodar is my Ishta Devta.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you so much. So on that note, we'll end this class today. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Let's pay obeisances to all the Vaishnavas. Vancha Kalpa Karubhas, Kachasandhu,
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, all the devotees, for joining. Closing the call for today. Hare Krishna.